Okay, good morning. We are starting in Siman Aleph. We're still there. We'll finish. And we will pick up speed, don't worry. We are starting Seif Tet today. Okay, Tet. Suma, someone who is blind, Rechamana Litzlan, lo yishchot lechatchila. He's not allowed to shecht lechatchila, elim kin acherim roto, unless there's people watching him, making sure he does it correctly. Okay, and it doesn't matter if you were born blind or not. If that person was born blind or not, he'd still lo yishchot lechatchila, but it's kasher. Bim shachat shchitato kshira. If someone is, even on his own, it is it's kasher b'diavad, but you just have to check the simanim to make sure that it was like always. And any shochet himself has to check the simanim to make sure it was done correctly. Okay, yud. Arum, someone who is naked, right? His heart sees his erva. Lo yishchot, or even other people can see it, it's exposed. Lo yishchot lechatchila, he's not allowed to shecht lechatchila. Why? And there's no real problem in the shechita itself. Mipnei she'eino yachol levarech. Can't say a bracha. Since it's aser for him to say a bracha, right? V'lo yireh b'cha erva davar. So therefore, we say he's not allowed to lechatchila do the shechita, because he'll miss out on the bracha.
But if he made the bracha while clothed, and then he got his clothes dirty.
That's so correct. I mean, a little bit of a hefsek, but the evidence is still okay. If you said the bracha,
he shechted one, and then he got it dirty.
Right. So if you said the bracha with clothing, you shechted one right away, and then you can keep on shechting. If that's the way you want to do it. Now, can you listen to somebody else? Shomea ka'ona if you're naked. So therefore, the halacha is you're not allowed to, because just like Kiyim's, because shomea ka'ona is as if you actually said it. So therefore, lechatchila, it's aser to listen to someone else and count that as your bracha. Now, there is a machlokas bedi'evid. Does that work? That's basically it. So machlokas bedi'evid, if you are if you're listening to someone else, does it count as if you said the bracha? Let's see. Now bedi'evid, the shechita is 100% a shechita. That's no question. There's just a diun if it's considered as if you said the bracha, if you said it when you were if someone said it when they were naked. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to. But the eved, that's the question is, does it work? Either by saying it yourself naked, or listening to someone else. All that is a machlokas if it works. But the eved. But the shechita itself is 100% kasher. But the eved. And similar, one is not allowed to shecht if they don't have their head covered, because you can't say a bracha without covering your head. But the eved, if you said a bracha without your head covering, that's an old machlokas we mentioned early on in Orach Chaim. Most say it's okay, but some, I think Ramosha is famous for saying it doesn't work, if I remember correctly. Okay.
What is it that Ramosha says doesn't work?
That if you say a bracha without your head covered. It might only be by tefillah, but that could be. He says it only by tefillah, not. I don't remember exactly. Okay. Yud Aleph. Im hitilu hakahal cherem. Now, if the kahal, or the people in charge of the city, they place a cherem, shelo yishchot ela tavach yadua. That they appointed, they brought in a special shochet for the city, and they said, he's the only one. And the poskim say, lav dafka a cherem mamish, just they made a takana, that this is the only one. And then someone else decides to be a shochet. Yesh omrim sheshchitato asura. Some say it's aser, lidas alacha, that when someone else does it, it's aser. Okay. The question is behefsed meruba. So some say you're allowed to, even bemezid, if he did it. And certainly it's kosher if he did it b'shogeg and didn't know about the cherem, even without a hefsed merubah. Okay. But it also depends very much on what the takana was. It's just a takana lechatchila. They specify is the meat kasher, treif, bedyavid. So whatever the takana was, or the cherem is by the rabbanim of the city. Okay, there's also issues of asaga segvul. There's only a need for one shochet, and they only wanted to have. They could only afford to bring in one, and so it made sense. But then, if you start having other people after they brought them in, it becomes other mekach u'memkar issues, gimel or choshen mishpat issues. Hagav, ve'im nitubatula takana. Now, if the takana falls apart, memela or the rabbanim change the ruling, kol ha'shochtim becheskas kashrus kamo barishona. So anyone who got kabbalah and has already was. It's automatically reinstated or is able to do it, not a problem. Yud bet. Hashochet bifnei edim. Behema la'oved kochavim. Now a person shechts in front of edim, and he's doing it for a non-Jew. Ukeshaba Yisrael liknot mimena. And now a Jew comes and says, I'd like to buy a piece of meat from this animal. Amar, the Shochet says, lo tikne mimena, ki lo shachate. You're not allowed to take, you can't eat from here, because I didn't shacht it. Eino ne'aman. So we don't believe the Shochet. Because you have, in this case, you have two edim who saw him shacht it with the knife correctly, as far as they know. They saw him do it. And so you have two edim, and they testify that it was done correctly. So then, two edim against the one shochet, the Torah believes two edim more than one, and therefore everyone's allowed to eat from it. However, well, let's keep reading. Miu ledidei asura. Now, for himself though, the shochet himself said it's asur. He said he didn't do the shechita. So there's a din. It's asur for him. Why? It's a halacha that we see in numerous places in Chazal and the Gemara. The Gra points out, for example, in Ketubot Kav Gimel and Yevamos Mem Zayin. Dahashave anafshe chaticha de isura, because a person, it's a din Torah. The Prima Gadim and others point out it's a din Torah that a person has the power to make something aser for him. And Prima Gadim also says, "An Adam Neman al Atzmu Yoter mi Meya Edim." So a person for himself to testify on himself. Again, it's a big topic. We're not going to get into all the details if it has ramifications for other people when you testify on yourself. But staying to the point. So in this case, the Shochet, he says, "This I didn't shecht," and the Edim say he did shecht. So just for himself, it's aser. Okay. Now, we're going to see more on this. But if the Shochet then explains himself, he says, wait a sec. Really, I meant I did Shia or I did Hadrasa, which we're going to learn about later. These are things that make the Shechita pasul. So even though originally he said, look, I didn't shecht it at all, he's qualifying what he's saying. And he's saying, really, what I meant by I didn't shecht was I didn't do it correctly. And therefore, it's as if I didn't do a shechita. So then we do believe him, and the behema is aser, because that the edim don't know. The edim just know if he did the shechita or didn't do a shechita. He sliced it with the neck with a knife, the one or two simanim, or he didn't. But they don't really know necessarily about shia hadrasa. Hadrasa is very hard for anyone to know, but the shochet himself. Now, the Darkei Tshuva just points out, this is very interesting, that a shochet, if he himself knows that it's non-kosher, right? We call it treif, whatever, nevela, whatever it is, but the edim, he knows that the edim are lying, and they're saying that he did do a shechita, and he knows he didn't. So then, because the Torah, right, for the tzibur, the halacha is we trust two edim, but the metzias, this can happen. They lie, and he himself knows the truth, so it's usher for him to eat it himself, and it's usher for him to give it to anybody else to eat, because he knows be'etzem, it's 100% treif, and so therefore it's usher for him to give it to others. Also, if he himself knows it's 100% mutter and kosher, and Edim say it's treif, he himself, so anybody else on the street, if they hear what the Edim say, they have to listen to the Edim, because it's two against one. But if they don't hear what the Edim says, even though if the Edim were to ask, people on the street were to ask, they would have to listen to the Edim. But he himself knows it's 100% kosher, so he doesn't have to publicize what the Edim say, and he's allowed to give it to anybody to eat, because he knows be'etzem it's 100% kosher. Okay. Yur Gimel. Tavach she'asa siman berosh hakeves hashachut. Shiyehei nir'eh shehu treifa. So there's little symbols shochtim can put on their pieces of meat. They can make little marks on them. They could put stamps on them. They can slice certain types of slices, cuts in the meat. And he does this. There's a known siman to show that it's a treifa. Whenever they add, so this way, you know, you don't have to worry. He'll have, even if it gets mixed up with different pieces of meat from different animals, one's a treifa, one's not. If there's a siman on it, that's an easy way for them to know what it is. So the case is, the butcher, he put a siman on it that it's a treifa. He did a maisa, he put a siman on it to show that it's a treifa. V'gam haya omer shehu treifa, and he said it's a treifa. V'yachar kach amar shekasher haya. And then afterwards, he says, this piece of meat, I recognize it, I know this piece of meat, that I put a sign on it that it's a treifa. And he says, no, that this piece of meat is kasher. V'lo amar kein ela shekedei shelo yichu oto. Why did he do this? Because he wanted to save v'yishe'er lo likach mimenu basar. Because he didn't want anyone to buy this piece of meat. It was the best cut from the whole day. And he wanted to make sure he saved it for himself. So he put a mark on it to say it's treif, so no one else would take it. So kevan shenatan amatla lidvarav, since he put an amatla for his words, neman, we believe him. Amatla is loosely translated as reason, or really loosely as an excuse. Origin, an explanation. Very good, an explanation is a good translation. I'm trying to think where it is, but Rashi points out that the word amatla, the shorish of the word is matal, and right, the tav and a shin interchangeable, so therefore it comes, the origin of the word is a mashal, and mashal turns into a ta'am, a reason. That's the Rashi in Ketubos Kaf Beis.
As opposed to the word looking emet lo.
Emet lo, interesting. Okay, very good. But that's okay. So that's from Moshe Yasker. But Rashi uses the mashal, or and he writes mashal v'ta'am. That's the origin of the word. So, anyways, if a person gives a good excuse or a reason for what he said or explanation, so then you could undo what you did, even though you put on it a siman. Now we trust him, and you're allowed to eat from it. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Now, some point out, I don't know if it's a minority or majority, but some point out, this only works on your own meat, but not on someone else's piece of meat, because you're going to be mitzar him, perhaps, or mafsid him from his money, and therefore, a person normally wouldn't do such a thing unless it's true. In other words, if it's on someone else's piece of meat, it weakens the power of this amasla, this excuse. So again, it's a machlokas, and a lot of these cases, you just have to go to your local Orthodox rabbi or the Rav Amachshir or the Beis Din of the town to make such final conclusions. Also, if the shochet says, ta'iti, I made a mistake, so then that's also, right, on something that's normal to make a mistake of, so then also that's also in the same category of an acceptable amatla, and therefore you are allowed to eat from it. But again, a lot of these things, it goes by, you know, whatever the dayan at the time feels is appropriate. Okay, and so therefore therefore the amatla works, and you're allowed to eat from it, right? Okay, So this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach Aruch HaShulchan, and it seems to be the majority, but interesting, the Taz argues and points out that since you did a Maisa B'davar, an Amatla only works if it's only in speech, B'dibur. You first say it was Treif, and then you say it's Kasher, and you give yourself a good reason why you change your mind, and then it works. And that's what we see by Hilchos Nida. There, if a woman, she says she was Temeah, then she can undo it with an Amatla. But if she wore Big Day Nida, so then, in general, we don't rely on this Amatla, because she went out of her way to do a Masa Be'adayim, to put on clothing. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out over there, we're more strict, but she didn't have to put on her clothing. She needed to just say that she was Temeah, and so therefore when she puts on clothing, that really weakens the whole Amatla explanation. But here, it's more natural just to put a little mark on it, and it doesn't have the same, and there was no good way to make a proper differentiation, because it's easy for someone to take it when he looks away, etc. It doesn't have the same power. Anyway, so that's this halacha. Now, let's go on to Yud Dalet. Shochet Sheheid Alav Eid Echad. Now, you have a shochet, and a eid says about him, he said in this case, Sheshachat Shelo Kehogen, he didn't check correctly. V'hu Machisha. And the shochet was there. Right, we're talking about when they're in front of each other. And the aid said, it became treif. And the shochet says, what do you mean? I did a proper job. So it's basically one against one. So then the aid, echad behachasha, lav klum. It has no standing. This one aid against the shochet has no standing. One against one. And we believe the shochet like two in general. And the aid has no power. Right. And the aid himself, he can't eat from this piece of this animal, because this is the animal he said was treif. So the aid for himself, he can't. But for future shechting, he didn't say anything was wrong. He didn't. And therefore, he's allowed to continue eating from the shochet for all future animals. That's just saying that if someone is going to be saying about a shochet that he did it incorrectly, so generally this is the rule, what we just said, but if we know that a lot of people many times are speaking not well about this shochet, it could be every case is just one aid and they don't have proper proof, but if there's a raglayim ladavar, there's issues going on, so obviously must be looked into, and the person may have to be removed from being a shochet. Okay. And the poskim say that the aid is just coming, if it's one against one, that really the aid himself, if he honestly believes that it was treif, then, and he's doing it in order to prevent people from doing an isser, he did nothing wrong. And in fact, he probably has his own chiyuv to say so. But, all right, well, that's an interesting topic. Okay, now, what is it? Now, this case, when it's one aid against the shochet, so the shach and shulchan aruch clearly point out that everyone else is allowed to eat from this animal, because it's one against one, and you're allowed to believe the shochet himself who did it, like two adim, and therefore it's 100% kosher for him and everybody. However, the Taz points out that we look at it as one against one, and so therefore it's mutter for the shochet and it's aser for everybody else. And it is a big machlokas achronim on what to do b'dieved with the kalim, and obviously it's less chamor if it's after 24 hours. Okay, let's. We touched upon this previously. Let's go on. Fine. We are beginning Siman Bet. All right, a few more minutes. Siman Bet. Im shchitat oved kochavim umumar kshira. Okay, Aleph. Shchitat oved kochavim nevela. So it's a din tara that if a non-Jew does the shchita, it's a nevela deraisa, and because the a non-Jew is eno bar zivicha. The Torah says v'zavachta, you have to do zivicha, and he's got no shaychus for this, and therefore it doesn't count as if it was done. And if a goy does it, no, if a Jew shechts, so then it's called a shchuta, not a nevela, and you have no issues of tuma. But if a goy does the shchita, so therefore, even if it was done correctly, it still has a din of a nevela, and it is mitame b'masa umaga. Now, Beis Yosef points out, but it is mutar behana. Okay. Because we don't say that stam achshavis nochri la'avodah zarah. We don't assume it was done for, right? It's treif, but it would only be a problem as if it's a particular Jew or non-Jew that is always dealing with avodah zarah. So then we have to assume that maybe or probably it was done l'shem avodah zarah, and then it's aser even behana. But usually the assumption is, and Lamaisa, that's usually the case, even with priests, apparently, that's how it's the post can bring down, but it really depends on the situation, that if we assume it was done for their own personal usage to eat at home and not for avodah zarah, so then it's mutar be'ana. So, okay. Depends on the case. Afilu hu katan, even if it's a child. So, in other words, a child non-Jew. We're talking about a child non-Jew. V'afilu eino oved kochavim. You might think he's too young to be involved in avodah zarah. It doesn't matter. Eino bar zvicha. So it's a complete nevela. And even if he never does avodah zarah, he's a non-Jew. Eino bar zvicha, and it's 100% a nevela. Even kegon ger toshav. Even if it's a ger toshav, also. It has a din of a nevela. A ger toshav, right, is a non-Jew who accepts upon himself to be a good non-Jew. Shekiba alav sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Noachai. Right. So even that is eino bar zvicha. And because he's not Jewish, he's not chayav in, there's no shaychas to zvicha. And there to so therefore, it's 100% a nevela. Happens to be that by a ger toshav, or someone who's in the process of converting and did, let's say, a mila but not tevila. So it's a bedieved. I mean, not bedieved. If when they do it, it's a machlokas by them, by a ger toshav, if it's asur min haTorah or midarabanan. But anyways, and just a quick review. What are the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach? So the big three, avodah zarah, shfichas damim, and gilui arayos. And then the next four, to help remind us for memorization purposes, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Eiver, Min, Achai, Gezel, Birkas Hashem, that's cursing Hashem, and Dinim. Okay. Choshen Mishpat. Okay. That's Vafilu Acherim Roim Oto. So you have this non-Jew. Doesn't matter if he's a gadol or a katan. It doesn't matter if he never served avodah zarah in his life. It doesn't work. Even if a proper shochet is watching him, it doesn't help. Okay, bet. Mumar ochel nevelos. Oh, I think we'll stop here. Huh? All right, we'll stop.